Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, disaster on stage. How do you tell the story of a catastrophe that throttled Alaska over 50 years ago? Well, if you're the University of Alaska Anchorage's theater department, you put on a play, of course. Earthquake 64 shows how Alaska's biggest quake affected ordinary citizens in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early reports.
Okay, listen. I really think that he might propose soon. We were talking the other day.
It's 1964, and Eileen and Greg have been dating for about 5 years.
4 years, 8 months.
Okay, 4 years, 8 months. During a Scrabble night with their friends, the two get into a fight over why Greg hasn't proposed yet. After a bitter argument, Eileen leaves.
Please don't leave.
I think you need to take some time to figure out what is really important.
Let me at least walk you.
No, I'll be fine.
The earthquake hasn't happened yet. But ironically, the disaster will help bring the two of them back together. Eileen is portrayed by Angela Colavecchio and is based on the life of Colavecchio's real grandmother, Jean.
My grandmother has this kind of amazing story that's almost cinematic that I've heard since I was a kid. She was working downtown on 4th Avenue in a flower shop, and when the earthquake hit, they were at work doing flower arrangements for Easter. And, you know, the building basically cracked in two. There's pictures that we've seen where, you know, the street is up by the roof.
Jean's story is one of many portrayed in Earthquake 64, a play that is ambitious, to say the least. There are 61 scenes in the production. The play begins by introducing the audience to the 60s.
Somebody shot the president. President Kennedy is dead.
The Soviets! Godless commies. They're un-American and they're dangerous.
The play was written collaboratively by the entire cast, and actor Taryn Haynes says there were originally even more scenes.
And in a way, it was kind of like throwing things at the wall to see what sticks. And of course, it was a lumpy disaster at first because it's rough. It's a starting place. And then it's been a process of kind of iteration and reimagination and revision.
Throughout the two-hour play, the 12-actor ensemble portray many different characters affected by the earthquake. And in between some of the scenes, the actors even portray themselves. Here's actress Devin Hawkins explaining her character on stage.
A tough-as-nails, Texas-born mother of three by the name of Jeannie Chance. Now, Jeannie had a very special impact on me because she wasn't looking for me and I definitely wasn't looking for her.
Some scenes even explain the history behind earthquakes.
Why, hello, everyone. I'm the obligatory scientist character, which you can tell from my lab coat and goggles.
Aside from various character plots, of which there are many, other parts include a physical demonstration of how earthquakes work, with the actors pretending to be tectonic plates. Musical numbers about what it's like to be in a tub during an earthquake.
To carry a person, but Betty in that tub just brought me to you.
And even an interpretive dance number about the dissolution of a marriage following the loss of children in a tsunami. It's set to this Panic at the Disco song. UAA theater professor and play director Brian Cook is aware that the various scenes aren't conventional, but he says the jarring nature of the play is intentional.
And so some of it is that we're setting things opposite each other, and hopefully the audience will be kind of comparing and seeing that this event has impacted a whole bunch of people in a lot of different ways.
And Cook thinks the sheer quantity of scenes will mean that everyone can take something from the play.
Everybody will find their own connections and their own storyline here. The things that matter to them is the stuff they'll take away from them. And hopefully they won't worry that they didn't catch everything, because I don't know that you could. I don't know that I have. And I know the play probably better than anyone.
Earthquake 64 is running at UAA starting tonight until February 18th. Among the aforementioned elements, audiences can expect talking dogs, conspiracy theorists, and even radio broadcasters.
KL7BT to anyone. KL7BT to anyone. There's been a disaster.
For AK, I'm Wesley Early.
KL7BT. This is KL7AGA.